At the top of our program, authorities have charged a man who is suspected in the shooting deaths of two people yesterday, one in Lansing Township and the other in East Lansing. Only about 15 minutes separated the attacks. The first took the life of a 35-year-old man who worked at a Rite Aid pharmacy on East Saginaw near Frandor. The second killed another man at a nearby duplex on Coolidge Road in East Lansing. For more, we turn to the Lansing State Journal's Kevin Grasha, who's been reporting on the story. Kevin, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mark.
How much more do we know today about either the alleged shooter or the victims?
Yeah, we still don't know much. Police have not released any names. We did last night speak with a friend of the victim on Coolidge Road, who gave us a little bit more information. The friend said he's a 27-year-old person, and he's engaged with a child. We don't know anything more about the Rite Aid employee other than, as you said, he's a 35-year-old man. And the suspect as well, we just know that he's a young man, and apparently police are going to give us some more information today at a news conference.
And when is that? Where and when is the news conference?
Yeah, the news conference is at 11 at the Lansing Police Department's central headquarters downtown.
And briefly, how have police described what happened so far?
Basically, you know, what we've put together is that the first shooting happened. The suspect walks into the Rite Aid, confronts the employee who may have been a pharmacist. Takes that person into a separate room, and then multiple shots are fired. The suspect then left Rite Aid, and as you said, 15 minutes later, goes back to where he lives on Coolidge Road. He lives in a duplex on Coolidge Road, and shoots another man multiple times as well.
And have you learned anything regarding a motive for the shootings?
My understanding is police are still, you know, putting that together as well, although I suspect they know more than what they've told us. There was a vague statement made yesterday that these weren't random acts. I never know what exactly that means, but I think that would indicate that the shooter knew his victims. And clearly, if it's a neighbor, he knows his neighbor.
You also wrote, you and Matt Miller for the Journal wrote yesterday about the reports of neighbors in the Coolidge Avenue duplex who reported loud arguments nearby involving the suspect, I take it.
Yeah, that's the one piece of information we do have is that Sunday night, specifically, there was a extremely long and loud argument that multiple people heard between who we believe is the suspect and a neighbor and then possibly also a girlfriend. The neighbor was heard shouting at the suspect, you know, why don't you come over here and shoot me then? We don't know if that's the same person who got shot, but that is a piece of information that we do have now.
Mm. The suspect was apprehended after a two-hour standoff at this duplex on Coolidge Road in East Lansing. Were authorities communicating with the suspect during the standoff? And if so, how?
As far as I know, we're not sure how they were communicating with him for the first hour or so, but towards the end, they drove an armored vehicle up to the house and broke through a window. There was a window already broken, I don't know, and tossed in a cell phone to him. And it was definitely that cell phone that they used to talk to him towards the end of the standoff, and apparently they were able to talk to him, you know, convince him to come out peacefully, because he did.
Mm-hmm. Quite a few people in that neighborhood in East Lansing schools and elsewhere were subject to lockdowns after this was reported. Do you know how long those lockdowns lasted?
Yeah, there was several lockdowns. About three Lansing schools were locked down for about an hour. Initially, there were a couple of East Lansing schools that were locked down, but then we got word that all East Lansing schools were locked down for about 2 to 3 hours.
Okay. And did the lockdowns impact a lot of people who were not, you know, in schools?
Other than just the students, and, you know, when there's a lockdown at a school, a lot of times the students don't even know that that's happening. It's kind of kept quiet, I haven't spoken to anyone who was inside one of the schools, so I don't know exactly, but it was a couple hour process in East Lansing.
Okay. We want to thank the Lansing State Journal's Kevin Grasha, who has been reporting on the shootings that took place yesterday, one in Lansing Township, the other in East Lansing, and apparently 11 o'clock today, authorities do plan a press conference to presumably share more information with us. Kevin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Mark.